Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 7, 1951, Barbadians read in the pages of the Advocate that a prominent Barbadian received the prestigious award of knighthood in honor of the King's birthday. This individual was Sir Dudley Gordon Leacock, who was one of few other notable names across the British West Indies who were recognized for their efforts. In his case, Leacock was knighted for his outstanding and unquestionable public service to Barbados. Born in 1880, and after attending Harrison College, Leacock was quite the active citizen. Of note, he became the first chairman of the Barbados Shipping and Trading Company, serving for 28 years. He was named as chairman of numerous companies over the years, including the West India Rum Refinery, the Barbados Ice Company, and the West India Biscuit Company. Leacock also decided to venture into politics, first representing the parish of St. Thomas in the House of Assembly. By 1943, he became a member of the Executive Council and was even president of the Legislative Council. His leadership was not limited to these shores. Such was seen when he proudly represented Barbados abroad at the first meeting of the Associated Chambers of Commerce of the West Indies in 1917. He made his voice heard in trade negotiations between Canada and the British West Indies, and even sat on the Council of the West India Committee in London for several years. To put it mildly, Leacock embodied Barbados' future motto of pride and industry. It is therefore not at all surprising that the Barbados Advocate described this devoted gentleman as the island's most deserving son, the most modest, the least self-seeking of any Barbadian alive today. Another Barbadian by the name of John Douglas Goddard was also recognized and awarded for his service to Barbados, specifically as a renowned cricketer. As a young boy at the Lodge School, his talent was undeniable. Quite quickly, Goddard mastered the art of batsmanship, running up centuries and double centuries at Kensington. Much like Sir Dudley Leacock, he was determined to broaden his horizons and therefore turned to perfecting his bowling techniques. In 1946, this talented cricketer was chosen to captain the Barbados team and later the West Indies team, where he led them to victory against the MCC and England. So great was his contribution that the Advocate noted that he had done more to bring about West Indian unity than many of the political leaders. The contributions of this sportsman John Goddard, as well as those of Sir Dudley Leacock in the economic and political sphere, did not go unnoticed, as both men were named on the King's Birthday Honours List published in the Advocate on this day, June 7, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.